Right, I'm in my Tuesday afternoon GCSE computing class, year 10, and I've given them a challenge, what appears to be a simple challenge, but it's actually quite complicated, but they haven't realised yet, so we'll go around and ask them. So, hello you two. What's the challenge you're trying to solve at the moment? What's the challenge?
We've got to try and make a simple calculator so we can put two numbers in and add them together.
Okay, so is it working yet?
No.
No? Okay. That seemed quite simple. Right. Have you managed to solve the problem yet?
Not quite. Okay. We've got it work so that you can put the number and everything. But then when you're putting both numbers, it just puts the numbers next to each other.
Yeah. So it's adding them together.
It's not adding. You see, say you put 2 and 3,
yeah.
It would then give you 23.
So it's appending them to each other. It's adding one onto the end of the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you looked at strings yet? What a string is? What's a string?
Yeah, it's a sequence of characters.
And it is your program. You've written a program here in Python. Is it importing a string?
Yeah, because when you...
So what happens when you add one string to another string? It appends them.
Yeah.
So what you need to be looking at now is you need to do something with that string. Tell me again what the challenge is. What's the challenge that you have to do?
I was actually about to ask you because I think I've got the wrong idea of what it is.
Okay, tell me what you think it is.
I thought we were meant to make something that you couldn't, like, if you typed in two numbers, they would add together.
That's right. So it'll ask you for the first number, then ask you for the second number, and then it's going to show you the sum of those two numbers.
Oh.
So how have you got so far?
We haven't done that because I didn't think that's what to do, but I'll look up how to do that now, actually.
Right. So, what's the problem? Have you got it working yet?
Don't have a clue how to do it.
You don't have a clue how to do it?
No.
Right, I'm looking. You've got a program on your screen here where, first of all, it prints a question. What's the first number? Then you've got, it says A equals input, so you're asking a person to type a number in. That input there, that's going to be a string. Do you know what a string is?
Yeah.
What's a string?
Piece of thread that's...
And in programming, what's a string? You don't know. If you don't know what a string is, you're really going to find this a challenge.
Which information would you like to do?
Yeah, and if we go onto the dragon room thing, see if we can get the options.
Ainsley, you suddenly seem very happy now.
Yes.
Why are you so happy?
Because we've got it to... work into a simple calculator.
And who else in the class has managed to figure it out so far?
No one else.
So what was the problem before?
It was putting it as a string and it wasn't reading it as an integer, so we had to change it to an integer.
And so what did you do to change it to an integer?
It was
is your input, so A then was then changed into an integer of A. And then you asked if what the second was, and then B was the input, and then B was changed into an integer B. And then you printed integer A plus integer B.
Very complicated, but you got there. Brilliant. So now you need to think about how you can make your game better than the rest of them.
You can do any operation.
Yeah, operator, yeah. So, Ainsley, you seemed really pleased today. What have you learned in today's lesson?
Learned how to change a string into an integer.
Excellent. Thank you. Matt, did you manage to learn how to change a string into an integer?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah? Did you figure it out straight away?
No.
No, so it was it a bit of a barrier to helping you solve the problem?
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Thank you. Here we are.